This portion brought to you by Zunick Advisory Services, and here's Jackie LaBelle.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Hey, Gil, I thought you were going to say Tuesdays are awesome because we have heart-to-heart talking to spirit and animals. I love that commercial. I thought, yes, Tuesdays are awesome because we're on the air on Tuesday morning. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in this morning. We have another great show coming up. And I also wanted to remind everybody that you can find me on Facebook at Jackie LaBelle, Psychic Medium and Animal Communicator. And I also put lots of fun stuff out on Twitter. So I'm all over the place with a blog, too. So, excuse me. So also, I also announce upcoming guests, and I put that out there and everything. So if you're wondering who's coming on this Tuesday or next Tuesday, tune in to Facebook and Twitter, and you'll find out, okay? So this is a great show. If you've wondered what happens to your loved ones after they pass, this is going to be the show for you. My guest this morning is Lori Shen. And Lori is an energy I'm falling all over myself this morning. But Lori is an energy medicine practitioner and a psychic medium. She does private intuitive readings and intuitive energy healing sessions. She mentors individuals and groups and also teaches classes and leads workshops in spiritual and psychic development. During 19 whatever, Lori was selected to be mentored by world-renowned psychic medium Lisa Williams, and that's how I met Lori. We were both in Lisa Williams' advanced mediumship class. So she was trained, tested, and certified as a psychic medium and spiritual advisor, and she's also listed on Lisa Williams' directory of spiritual advisors. So that's how you can find Lori. But this morning, you can find her here with us. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome. And Lori, you're calling in from sunny California, right?
I am. It's not so sunny yet. It's still dark here.
I was going to ask you because I'm thinking it's pretty early out there and it's probably not light yet, but it's sunny here in Pennsylvania. So, you know, I was looking over, I saw that in 1995. See, there's my 19. I knew it was coming in here somewhere. But you were working for a large corporation at that time as a graphic designer. And I had to laugh at that because we were both in that field. So, but then at that point, you experienced some unexplained recurring phenomenal. And so tell us a little bit about what was going on for you at that time.
Well, my dad passed away in 1990. And after he passed away, we started having a lot of really strange things happen at my mom's house, and where like the lights would burn out all the time or flicker, and the phone would ring all the time and there would be no one there, and just a lot of interesting electrical stuff.
Right.
And so we were watching a talk show, and the talk show had three mediums on there, and at the time I'd never even heard of a medium, and I was just amazed at the way they could read these people and their loved ones. And at the end of the show, they said when people pass, that they often use the energy of the house to try to communicate with you. And everything that they listed was everything that had been happening at my mom's house. And so my mom and I were hanging, you know, our mouths were hanging open going, oh, my gosh, that's my dad, you know.
Yeah.
And so then I started reading about psychic development. And at the time, working at the corporation, you know, I had a new office mate come in, and I heard her say on the phone one day that she had dreams that sometimes came true. And I was like, oh, cool.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, she started telling me about she was taking tarot and astrology classes, and I started taking them with her. And from there, I couldn't stop. I started studying everything I could get my hands on that was psychic and spiritual development related. And then the mediumship started coming in, and my dad was actually the very first person that I ever saw. I saw him standing in front of me in my apartment. It was after I just came home, and I literally thought there was a man in my apartment, and then he disappeared because I got scared, and then I realized, oh my gosh, that was my dad.
Yeah, you're like, come back.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's interesting. And I love that you say that because about all the electrical things, because that is so true. And it's like, you know, lights are also always blowing out. And we get a lot of that at our house. My husband is mm-hmm. always accusing me of like running up our bill for always having to buy new light bulbs. But, you know, it's just spirit visiting. And it's amazing to me how they can manipulate that, of course, because it's energy and their energy.
Absolutely. It just always is mind-blowing to me what they're capable of and how they're capable of even bringing people together and, you know, using everything they've got to let us know that they're there.
I know, and that's so interesting because I have the same thing. And, you know, it's like, or they'll tell you they have a message for somebody, and you'll say, well, you know, if that's really what it needs to be, then I need them to be here, or I need somebody else who can take that message, and they make it happen.
Yeah.
They make it happen. So
they do.
So now, in addition to all the research and, you know, training you've done with both the psychic and the mediumship development, you also took a healing path.
I did, and you know, that's sort of my primary thing that I do. I work a little bit differently. I used to do readings separately, like a psychic reading, mediumship reading, you know, energy healing work, and I don't know if I'm just lazy or efficient or what, but I decided that I'm just going to combine it all into one because it's to me, it's all healing, and I want people to have whatever it is that they need. So the way I work is people get an intuitive energy healing session, and I ask for whatever is in their highest and best good to come through. And sometimes that's pure energy healing work and a reading about their energy system. Oftentimes their loved ones will come through in a session. Sometimes I'm having more and more angels come through in sessions, and sometimes it's their spirit guides or even ascended masters. Mm-hmm. So I never quite know what's going to happen. And I just like it to fall all under one umbrella. And it's really exciting for me to work that way. And I think it's just sort of fun to see what comes up.
Yeah, I think that's a excellent approach, Lori, because as you said, it's all healing. And that's the way I look at it when I'm just doing the mediumship and the psychic work, because it is healing. I mean, people leave us, and you can see the sense of release, you know, relief, always finding answers that have been plaguing them, you know, possibly for years. And it's a big weight that's taken off of people. And besides the weight that's gone, there's just a lot of joy in reconnecting with those that they've loved.
Absolutely. It's pretty awesome, and I think it's just so humbling and amazing to get to experience this on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
You know, it's the most rewarding work that I can possibly imagine.
Mm-hmm. And I know I feel the same way. It's, you never know what's coming, do you?
No, you don't. You really don't.
Yeah, with each session, you never know who's coming.
Right.
Like, guess who's coming, you know, sometimes it can be loved ones. Sometimes it can be their guides. And like you said, sometimes it can be angels. And it's just an amazing feeling when those come in.
It is. And I find myself saying all the time is how lucky I feel that we literally get to experience magic every single day. And it's something that most people don't really experience, and it really opens your eyes up and changes your whole perspective of life and the world and people so much when you get to have these experiences. And so often I wish, oh gosh, I wish people could see what I'm seeing, or you know, experience what I'm experiencing, because it really is so amazing.
Yeah. It really does. It boggles the mind sometimes. And I used to feel like when I first started doing this more publicly that, oh, well, I shouldn't seem so amazed. And I thought, well, why not? I can be amazed just like everybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because we are. I mean, sometimes things come through and I'm really going also, oh, wow, I can't believe that. And so I've decided to just be myself. And when I get amazed, I just put it out there too, because it's also something then that you get to share with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think sometimes they think, oh, well, we get this stuff all the time. It's just ho-hum for us. And it certainly isn't, is it?
No, it's not. I don't think I'll ever not be amazed by it. It's just the fact that people who have passed away can manipulate objects and can show themselves to us and can communicate and touch us and make their presence known and still be a guide in our life and a major part of our life is, I will always be amazed by that.
Yeah. Well, we're very blessed, aren't we?
Yeah. We are.
So now I know you have a fascinating class coming up later this October called Lessons from the Spirit World. So let's talk about some of the topics that you'll be covering when you get in your class.
Great. Yeah, well, so I put this class together because I get so many, I'm sure you do too, you get a lot of the same questions over and over. And so I wanted to put this class together really to teach people about some of the things that I've learned doing mediumship work specifically. And, you know, doing this work has brought me such a different way of looking at life and death, and it's brought me such peace around it as well.
Yeah, it's a whole different perspective, isn't it?
It really is.
On the dying process.
It really is. And so I wanted to put some things together for people that I think are helpful for people to know. Because like you said earlier, people often carry their grief for years, or they carry a belief system for years that when their loved ones come through, all they want is for them to let that go. Mm-hmm. So you know, one of the things that I think has been the most fascinating to me is that when people experience trauma or illness, or even when they're in a coma, they really they aren't really experiencing what we think they're experiencing. And what I've been shown, I've had quite a few people who, like, let's say they've had cancer and they're in the hospital bed and they're dying of that. What they've shown me, they've come through and shown me, is that really their spirit is not actually in their physical body. Their spirit lifts up almost like it's floating above the body like a helium balloon,
mm-hmm.
and is attached by the cord.
Right.
And the cord is like an energetic umbilical cord. And so the physical body, we look at it and we think, oh my gosh, they're in pain, they're uncomfortable, they're, you know, having this experience. And really, so many deceased loved ones have come through and said, I wasn't in pain. I was basically experiencing this from a different vantage point. And they just really want their family to let go of that, because so many times family members hold on to those last days.
Absolutely.
You know, and they
because
can't
that's
get
our,
over.
You know, right. That's our last experiences with that person. Those are the last things that we see. And it really gets imprinted in us.
It does. It does. And I had that same experience with my own father. It really was, at that time, I didn't know anything about any of this. And when he died, I just was like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I didn't know what to think, what to believe. It was really difficult. And so I think, you know, this has been a very healing process for me as well.
Yeah, it's almost like, they're out of body. It's almost like they're an observer at that point.
Absolutely. And I have a wonderful story I would love to share with you about that.
Oh, good.
I have a really great friend who's been a lifelong friend who, she was in her early 20s engaged, and they were driving back from college back to Seattle from Utah. And on the drive, they were in a car accident, and her fiancé, his seatbelt malfunctioned, and he was thrown from the car, and she was in the car and rolling down an embankment.
Oh my gosh.
And so it was really interesting. We've known each other since we were 5, and all these years we're still great friends. And when she was telling me about this experience, this was only about 2 years ago that we really had a conversation about this experience, because he ended up coming through to me to give her a message that his experience was that he did not experience the trauma. He basically lifted off of his body before he passed, and he wanted her to know. He had all these messages for her about how, you know, he, in his life, he never really truly experienced unconditional love until he met her. And, you know, there were all kinds of wonderful messages for her. But I think that one of the things that was so fascinating was him talking about he didn't experience the trauma of his death. He lifted off his body before it happened, and he didn't want her to worry about that process, you know, and to think of him that way and to think of him suffering. And then as we continued to talk, what was so interesting was here she survived this accident, but she was in the car rolling down an embankment, and she can describe in great detail how she could hear her head hitting the roof of the car every time it rolled. She could, and she said she basically, it was like she was pulled out of her body and kind of having this whole experience. She didn't feel any pain, and she was having this whole experience almost like an observer. And she had very calm thoughts like, I really probably should scream, you know. And then she even had the thought, boy, that sounds like a pumpkin. My head sounds like a pumpkin smashing. That probably really hurts, you know. And so I think it's so fascinating to have the experience from both sides.
That is fascinating.
Past and somebody who survived. And both of them have come to me and said their experience was that they were pulled out of their body and experiencing it as an observer, and that they were not in pain. And I think that is just incredible.
And it sounds like the old time stood still for her. I mean, she's going through this car is tumbling down this embankment, and she's like, oh, you know, I bet you my head's really going to hurt, or, you know. And it's like she's just like having these thoughts like she's talking to herself, and meanwhile she's tumbling down
yeah.
a cliff, so to speak. It's like, I'm sure for her, it's like time stands still and you go through this process. So now I just have to ask you, when the car mm-hmm. finally stopped and they got her, and did she have massive injuries?
She didn't, actually. She was really lucky, and, you know, her seatbelt really saved her life. And, you know, she wasn't, I don't think she was hospitalized. I think, you know, she
wow.
was taken in, and yeah, she was very, very lucky. You know, she could have, that could have been really horrific for her, for, you know, to have lost both of them.
Well, and, I'm sure she feels somebody was looking out for her.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's when our angels come in and really help us, you know, and protect us as we're going through things like that.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things that just struck me when he came through, her fiancé, you know, he said that he had had what he needed to have out of his lifetime. You know, and I have found that over and over with people who, you know, even for people who die young, have said, you know, I lived the life that I needed to live. I had the experiences that I needed to have, and I feel like my life was complete. And to me, that's just, It's hard to wrap your head around somebody dying so young. He was, I think, 23 at the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
But for him to come through and say that, I just, you know, it's just, even now when I talk about it, it chokes me up, because I just think, wow, that's really an amazing thing to hear.
And I love that you bring that up, Lori, because I've had that experience too with spirit that comes in, because you think, well, how could they leave at this point? And particularly, people who have young families and things like that. But it is, it's like, I think we come into this life with certain things that our soul needs to grow and certain experiences. And as those come through, you know, then we are free to go back to where we came from.
Yeah.
So it's interesting that he explained it that way. And that, and I'm thinking, you know, particularly that experience of unconditional love that he got with your friend, you know, that was probably a main thing for him.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really touching. And just, and for me, on a personal note, to be able to pass along a message to somebody that I care so much about. I don't normally read for family and friends, but he literally, Jackie, it was so funny. He popped up in my bed one night.
Uh-huh.
my husband and I were reading in bed, and all of a sudden he pops up right between us because I had just seen her. And it was just really funny. And he sat there and gave me part of the message. And I called her the next day, and he came in again and gave me the rest of the message. And to be able to do that for somebody that I love so dearly and has been a lifelong friend was just, it was just incredible. It was absolutely incredible to get to do that for her.
Yeah, I'm glad that you had that experience. And I think it's funny sometimes because you're like me. Sometimes I think I shouldn't read for this person or something. And, you know, spirit keeps knocking and they keep coming. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Lori, we're going to have a quick commercial break. And you stay on the line and we'll be right back with everybody.
Okay, we'll be back after this. It's time now for more of Jackie LeBeau with Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunic Advisory Services.
Okay, we're back, everyone. And my guest today is Lori Shen. She's an energy medicine practitioner and a fellow psychic medium. And we've been talking about great stuff and what happens when you're in that process where you're dying and how spirit and the angels come and they lift you out of your body. So I know, Lori, you've also had patients and you've had you've had clients who've talked about relatives in comas, right?
Yes, I had when I first started playing with the mediumship, I had, another close friend whose dad had an aneurysm, and he was in the hospital and not doing well, and and so I sat in my bed one night, and I started talking to him, and I just said, can you just give me a sign that, can you tell me something to pass on to my friend Tina, to let her know that you're okay? And all I heard was, I love pie, and this big laugh. And I was like, I love pie, okay?
You're like, okay, like what was that about?
Yeah, and then I thought to myself, well, he was a math teacher, maybe it's the math humor, I don't know. And then I heard him, he got really calm, and after that he said, tell her I love her. And I was like, okay. So I didn't, at this time, I didn't trust myself that much, and that I didn't really trust what I was getting. But the next day, we went to the hospital to just sit with her, and she told me that she had been talking to him all day, and you know, she asked him for a sign that that he could hear her, and so something clicked in my head right at that moment to tell her
I love pie,
and so I said, you know, Tina, last night I was talking to your dad, and she freaked out. She's like, oh my God, Laura, he's not dead yet. And I said, I know, but he's in a coma. He has one foot in both worlds, basically, you know. And I said, I wanted to see if I could get a message from him. And I asked him for a message, and all I heard was, I love pie, and this roaring laughter. And she just burst into tears and said, Lori, I've been talking to him all day, and I asked him to give me the sign of pie if he heard me and could understand what I was saying to him.
Oh, my goodness, Lori. Aren't you glad that you spilled the beans on that one?
Yes. And the reason she asked for the sign pie, or the symbol pie, was because he was a math teacher. And also, she said her whole life, they would always go to restaurants. And he was from the East Coast, or spent time on the East Coast where they grow key limes, and you could get the best key lime pie there. And so every time they go out for dinner, they'd order key lime pie, and then the big joke was he'd always complain about it was never good. Yeah, and so that's why he was laughing.
Well, and wasn't that a good lesson for you too, Lori? Because sometimes I know just what you mean. You get something and you're thinking, oh, that just can't be, you know, and you hesitate to put it out there. But I know we both have learned from experiences just like this. Our job is to give whatever we get, even if it doesn't make any sense to us, right?
Right. That's right. Yeah, and you get some weird stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
and you do. You just have to trust that what you're getting is important, and it's always the weirdest stuff that's the most validating for people, and also I think probably for us the most rewarding, because it does take a lot of trust Yeah. To get those weird things and say, okay, I'm just going to say it.
I know. You know, I say, you know, it takes courage on our part as mediums because sometimes, you know, you're afraid to put things out there because you don't know how somebody's going to react or they're going to think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it's always the most ridiculous things that are always the most telling for the person when they hear it.
Right.
Yeah, so, oh, that's a great story. And, you know, it's also, like you said, people in the coma, I've told that to people, too. It's like they have one foot here and one foot on the other side. So you can reach them, and it's a way. I know Lisa Busan's done a lot of work with people in comas, too, where she actually goes to the hospital with people and helps them have a conversation with the person as they're laying there because, you know, you just want to know. And you have all those questions, you know, a lot of tough questions come up at that point with life support and things like that. So it is always so, so comforting for a family to be able to know, you know, that they're making the right decisions. And
right.
Yeah, and their loved one is in total agreement, even though they can't tell them that. So, yeah. So now you've also had some cute experiences with clients with Alzheimer's and dementia. So let's talk about those. I love those stories.
Yeah, this is another thing that I find so fascinating is I've had people who I had one client who her grandmother came through. She came through just like somebody who passed, and I thought that this was her grandmother that had passed. And that was a good lesson early on, too, was sometimes they come through and they're not always dead.
I know.
So this woman was in her dying process, and she had been ill, but she had also had Alzheimer's. And she came through and said, you know, she was just taking her time, and the Alzheimer's was her way of going and exploring the other side and getting used to the feel of it and getting used to what it's like. She was somebody who had spent her life being afraid of dying.
Oh.
And she knew she was getting to the end, and she just needed to feel it out a little bit, you know? And so she would go back and forth. And so those moments of clarity when she was here, she was here. But when she was like checked out, she was just exploring the other side. And I've gotten, you know, I've had quite a few people come through and describe it the same way. But this woman was so funny because she said to me, she goes, she was very feisty, and she says, well, I'm just checking it all out, and I'll just go when I'm darn good and ready. And I paraphrased that a little bit. So
I'm sure you did, because I have a great aunt, and I know her language would have been more colorful, and it was when she was going through that process.
That's right. It was so cute, and I just thought, oh, this is so amazing that she's getting that time to explore the other side, to get comfortable with the idea of it, to be there and sort of feel what her experience is going to be. And I thought, wow, that's really fascinating and really incredible. And I think that gives, you know, think about how the families suffer when someone's going through Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah.
And really, you know, there's a whole different thing going on.
Yeah, that we have no idea that for her, this was such a gift for her to have lived her whole life with this fear, this big fear of death. And I really feel like this was such a gift that was given to her that she could actually dip her toe over there and start to get used to it and see how wonderful it was to take her fear away so that when her time was ready, she could release from this life.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great gift she was given. But I love that feistiness. My great aunt was like that. And I remember the story. I wasn't there, but, you know, she was, you know, sort of going, and her kids would come in and they would pick up her hand and they would like start rubbing it and feeling it. And she was like, she's like, doggone it, I had that hand dead.
Oh.
You have to know my aunt. She's like, that arm was dead. Now I have to do that again. It just cracked me up. And I'm going, wow, is that how we do? Do we just like check things out ourselves? Do we have that control? And I thought, boy, if anybody has that control, my Aunt Alice had that control.
That's so funny.
But, you know, they do. And I love that they can come back, you know, with that kind of spirit And I always say, you know, when they can tell you things like that and it can make you laugh and sort of startle you, those are sort of some of the best lessons that we get.
Yeah. It's so funny to me and fun when the personalities really come through and you get these really, you know, you start describing the person to your client that's coming through and they just start laughing. They're like, yeah, that's them, you know, because their personalities come through so strong and their character, and it's just hilarious to me. And I love the big personalities when they come through. You know, I had one man that came through for his daughter who just stood there in front of me with his arms crossed. He's like, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk directly to her. And he was very adamant. And I kept saying, well, I'm sorry, but to talk to her, you're going to have to talk to me. And he was just like, no, I don't believe in what you do. And
did he really say that?
Yeah, he did. But it was so funny because that's how he would have been in life. So for her, that was really validating information.
Right.
And he was just like, I don't want to talk to you. This is crazy.
Yeah, I love that because who knows, could have been just what he was putting on so she would hear that. Because, you know, there is a lot of times where I get people and they'll say, I can't believe my mother is coming through because she just didn't believe in this.
Right.
And I said, well, she has a different perspective now.
That's
and like
right.
you said,
they can't believe it now.
Yeah, like you told him, like, well, if you want to talk to her, you sort of have to go through me. So it is true. It's very interesting. And I do. I love the personalities. And I think even your pie story, I mean, it's funny how he knew, and that was a big joke for him, and he knew, and he was laughing. And then he was like afraid that, you know, you weren't going to take that seriously. So he came back and he was more, you know, matter of fact. But, you know, they do. They come in with that personality that they always had. And if they were jokesters or practical jokesters, you never know what we're going to get, do we?
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the most fun to work with. I've just recently had somebody who she has a cousin that passed, and he was just playing games with her at her office, like knocking papers on the floor and doing all kinds of stuff. And she felt like it was him. And without me knowing, she actually works at my chiropractor's office. And I was telling her, you know, you have this guy around you, and he's kind of a jokester, and described him. And so anyway, she goes, oh my gosh, that's my cousin. And I felt like he was messing with me, or, you know, and that was his personality. You know, he was always the one who was messing with people. And those are the people, I love those people because they come through with such humor and they want people to think of them and laugh, you know, and remember how fun and funny and happy they were, and not to think of them with grief and sadness. You know, they want to be remembered with joy. And I think they all do, you know.
I think they all do too.
And I think that is, you know, that's just a beautiful message to be able to give people.
Yeah, and it's great that we had a chance to talk about that this morning, because I always like to get that across to people, because I think some people are almost hesitant to come to a meeting because they think it's all going to be serious and, you know, it's going to be, you know, dark, or it's going to be, or they're going to hear sad things. And really, that's not what we get.
No, not at all. And I don't have very many serious bones in my body. So I try to, you know, when I'm working with people, I love to bring the humor in to it, you know. And I love for the whole experience to be fun and still get the messages across. And for me, for people, my goal is that people leave feeling more peace, more empowered, and have a true healing experience.
Yeah, because they always say laughter is the best medicine, don't they, Lori?
Absolutely.
So, and that's what gets through for people, and that lightness. And I'm thinking, why wouldn't spirit have lightness? You know, it's like, that's what they are. It's the light coming through. It's light. It's the energy. And it's so nice that they come through that way.
Mm-hmm. And Jackie, don't you think, like, one of the biggest messages when you're reading people is most of the time spirit wants, they just want people to let go of their pain and grief and to continue to live their life in joy and, you know, not hold on to things. There's so many people who come through and they're so worried about, I wasn't there at the time when they died, or I had this conversation,
right.
Or did they, You know, and I think, you know, one of the greatest things to know is that when people die, they have a whole different perspective of their life and their relationships and the lessons that they were supposed to learn. And they don't hold grudges. They don't, you know, they have this expanded spiritual view, and they just want people to know, like, they understand, they're happy, that you're not going to disappoint them. You know, they're there to help support and to help you move through your life as well. And they just get things on such a different level that we hold on to all these little things that really become kind of petty. And people do hold on to that for years. And it's just, I think it's amazing. Their messages are usually just to let that stuff go and move on and be happy.
Yeah, absolutely, Lori. I get that all the time, too, and it's just wonderful. I love that they come in with those messages. So, believe it or not, Lori, we're out of time this morning, but this has just been so delightful, and I hope you will come back and join us, because we didn't get through half the things we wanted to talk about this morning.
Well, I'd love to come back, Jackie. It was really fun for me, and thank you so much for having me.
All right, well, real quick, I know we're running out of time. Tell people how they could get a hold of you with your website.
My website is just lorishen.com, and that's lorishen.com. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter under Lori Shen Healing Arts. And then all my contact information is on my website as well.
Okay, great. All right. All right, Lori, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
No, thank you, Jackie.
All righty.
Really fun. Okay, take care.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're back. We almost scooted right by there, but we're back. And I wanted to let you know, I just wanted to thank Lori Shen again, because that was just so delightful. I just love talking to her. So we'll bring her back, because we got lots more we can talk about with Lori. Next week, my guest is Lisa Atkinson. The creator of the Love Notes Oracle, Lisa is an accomplished psychic medium and a certified angel therapy practitioner. She's referred by internationally acclaimed author Doreen Virtue. So for those of you who have followed Doreen Virtue with angels, you'll love when Lisa Atkinson comes on. So again, I want to encourage people, if you'd like to get in touch with me, my office number is 717-968-5289. So if you'd like to talk to your loved ones and get answers that you didn't have time to get before they passed, and just have a little joy with that, give me a call. I have offices in Hanover and York. And if you want to find out more about readings with me, go to my website, JackieLebeau.com, JacqueLebeau.com. Okay, we'll see you next week, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, you've been listening to Jackie Lebeau and Heart to Heart, brought to you by Zunich Advisory Services.